Hello there.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's Monday. I know.
My computer does not believe that I am me.
Why does it not think you are not you?
Because I don't know. I had to change all the passwords and all that business. You know yourself.
Oh, did it make it force you into a password change? I hate it when they do that.
So
You always forget. And then you put in the old password and they go, that's an old password.
Yeah.
Now put in a new password.
Yeah.
So you put in a new password. And you write it in, and there's not enough complicated digits in this password.
Just so
unfortunately,
you know.
We need two capitals, three Egyptian scrolls. We need a giraffe and your fingerprints, please.
That's literally what I've just spent the last half an hour doing. So if I'm in a bad mood this morning, that is why.
You're never in a bad mood.
But I just want to get into my computer, lads. I'm not asking for much. Do you know what I mean?
Shout at it, oi! Let me in, geezer.
It's this two-pronged, three-pronged security situation that we have now, isn't it? Where they've got to send a message to you.
Your phone.
Yeah, send a message to your aunt. Send a message to someone else.
What happens, Mike? I'm trying to get into my email here. I go to my Bauer Media account, put in my password.
Yeah.
Then it sends a number to my phone.
Yeah, it's this crack.
But it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, I know. So then you have to keep... And it only has a certain amount of time before it runs out. So you have to keep doing it. And then they all come at once, which is in about 4 hours' time, where you get five things saying...
Five notifications.
Have you been trying to log into your account? Anyway, lads, first world problems. How are you?
We're cracked.
Good. Sorry.
You're all right. It's good to get it out. Get it off your chest. Start the week as you mean to go on.
Yeah, exactly.
As a cranky arse.
Yeah,
let's go.
Why not?
How was your weekend?
It was really good.
Yeah.
How was yours?
Good. Highlight of the weekend. I was watching a bit of rugby yesterday.
Oh, lads, there was some epic rugby on over the weekend.
That France game and England game was incredible.
It was. I was on the edge of my seat for that.
I thought yesterday's match was a bit... Yeah. The first half was like it was the most all over the place, scatty, like injury laden rugby half I've ever seen.
Messy. It was very messy.
Very messy.
It was, yeah.
The Scots were so nervous and scattered, and then they started to get really good in the second half, and then we came back and hammered them.
Yeah, you did hammer them, in fairness.
So it was,
I love the Six Nations, though.
It's good fun, isn't it?
This time of year, and I love that you have it. Kind of the back-to-back matches on all the way through the weekend. So if you didn't catch something on Saturday, you can still catch a match on the Sunday or vice versa. You know.
And I don't know who was doing the music for the Scottish game, but they have an in-house DJ of sorts.
Yeah.
And often they will play tracks, maybe suitable to something that's happened. But your man was having a proper wind-up. Two Scottish rugby players collided heads, really bad injury.
The two of them
were taken off. And he plays Calvin Harris and Bounce.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Bounce. Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. Was he doing that on purpose?
The two of them literally bounced off each other. I think he was doing it on purpose.
He must have been. It's too coincidental.
Yeah, but there was some other weird music choices. I don't know. There were little digs and gags and whatnot.
Yeah, well, then he was having a laugh. I went to St. Luke's to the church over the weekend to a gig.
Is that why you got a bit of a neck cold?
All right, Ozzy Osbourne's back, is he? He's been sitting in that cupboard all weekend waiting to come out again this morning.
Is that why you're going to the house? It's an amazing venue, but my God, when it's cold. Yeah. Did you have your jackets and your hats and your scarves?
We had our jackets and our hats and our scarves, but it was just a really cold night outside anyway.
Yeah.
So I just don't think it helped. It was Baltic.
Who'd you see?
We saw Fionn Regan.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, he was really good. Yeah, it was a really good gig. It was packed to the rafters. They're doing some good business there now.
Do they have a bar in there?
No. It's bring your own.
You bring your own budget.
But only cans. So it's literally a whole church full of people with a bag of cans.
Oh my God. That is the greatest idea for a subscription. Only cans.
Only cans.
Subscribe here to watch me. Drinking cans all of Friday night. €8 a month. Let's do it. Red FM breakfast. With KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM. It's Monday, everybody. We've been heading into Valentine's weekend and everything.
Yeah.
I thought I'd bring you this beautiful romantic story. A story of true love. A story of true love and dedication, Victoria. When a man and a woman join in matrimony and promise each other that they will stay together for the rest of their lives. Gabriel Viella is a multimillionaire, married Christina, 30 years younger than him.
Okay.
And after 20 years together,
yeah,
she decided to file for divorce.
Oh, no.
When Christina filed for a divorce from her that now 90-year-old husband,
right,
bailing at 90, that's tough going on poor old Gabrielle.
Yeah.
She discovered that she'd actually been divorced for 20 years. During their honeymoon trip, they got married. He brought her to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
In the Dominican Republic, you can legally divorce someone without notifying them. You go into an office. Nah, sick of your man. Sick of your one.
Oh my God, without them knowing.
Without them knowing, he'd legally divorced her in the Dominican Republic. She spent 20 years with him, but she'd been married to him for two weeks.
Oh my God.
Didn't get a penny.
Six VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
All right, so we had... I think we're allowed to talk about it now, are we?
I don't know. Has he finished watching it?
He is.
That's
yeah.
All right.
Rory came in to watch the Super Bowl highlights, really. Usually he would stay up for it.
Yeah.
Like he'd be watching from like 11 o'clock until 4 o'clock in the morning. If you don't know who's won and you don't want to know, we're going to be talking about the winner in about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So you just turn down your radio for 10... Turn on your radio for 30 seconds. In 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I just don't want to ruin it for you because
no,
a lot of people will get up to watch it today.
Yeah, but you're right about that.
Philadelphia Eagles won.
They did.
I think it was 40-22.
Yeah.
So it shattered the script. The script was supposed to be...
well, this was your script in your head.
No, it wasn't. Everybody was saying it. I know nothing about American football.
He was hardly going to get down on one knee on a football field, was he?
If the Chiefs had won last night...
Do you think so?
It was going to happen.
Was it?
Yeah, they were going... Like, think of it. Think of it from a marketing perspective. You've got the biggest audience on TV watching everything. Watching the Super Bowl, it's the biggest global audience, I think, for any sporting event.
They're very private, though.
They are, yeah.
They are.
They're not.
They are private.
They are in their
home. They claim they are.
They're at everything. They turn up.
They do too.
They turn up at the opening of an envelope.
Yeah.
But yeah. That was the crack. The story was, and the rumors were, he was going to propose like when they got presented the trophy. He was part of the. No, that hasn't happened.
No.
Obviously, it was the Philly Eagles who won.
Yeah.
But the halftime.
Do you know what the score was?
Yeah, 40-22, I think.
That means nothing to me. Well done to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sounds like a hiding.
It does, yeah.
So that's last night. Halftime show is getting a bit of a slating, which is. What? They're saying it's getting a slating from the white media. But everybody else is saying that it was an important performance because it's Black History Month and Kendrick. Kendrick didn't do anything massively spectacular. He had loads of dancers.
Yeah. I think the feeling is that his Grammys performance was so good that people were expecting him to bring that kind of momentum into the halftime show for the Super Bowl, and it just didn't quite hit the mark.
And as brilliant as he is, I just think for Super Bowls, for halftime shows like that, for something that big,
you need some flashy.
You massive anthems, big party tunes, you kind of need it. Like Bruno Mars is kind of like on the ball for that kind of a...
Kind of a party kind of a vibe, don't you really?
Has Swift done it? Has Taylor Swift ever done it?
Not yet, but she's been asked a few times. She will do it soon.
Yeah, it'll happen.
But
like Beyonce's done it in the past. The greatest halftime performance, I think...
Yeah.
It was Michael Jackson.
Oh, so good.
The one where he comes out and he just pauses and stands there for about 30 seconds.
That's
and
epic.
Builds up this tension. The big takeaway moment from the halftime show last night was when Kendrick did Not Like Us, his song, which is basically Two Fingers to Drake. And have a listen to the crowd singing the minor line.
Party got the party playing with his nose now. Baka got a rear case, why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified. Rop, 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 rop. I'm on him tough. Rop, 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 rop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a, ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor.
To have the whole crowd singing that.
Yeah.
Now, some of the comments on that, Vic. Kendrick's halftime performance is a metaphor and sample of his art. For those who don't get it, Samuel L. Jackson, Uncle Sam, representative of how America views blacks, rap, hip-hop music.
Okay.
His halftime performance was incredible. Someone else says, singing a song you were told that you'd get sued for, smiling at the camera while saying Drake's name, then having Drake's ex, Serena Williams, crip walk across the camera.
Yeah.
Is just cancel Drake for 2025. We'll see you next year, says somebody else here.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't know if you were up and if you've seen it, let us know what you thought of it. 0868 104 106. That's done and dusted.
Absolutely. The Critics' Choice Awards were also on over the weekend. Colin Farrell won Best Actor for a miniseries, which was for The Penguin.
Oh, brilliant.
I think I have his speech there now, do I?
Have
it's probably
you?
About a minute long. I don't know if we have time for it, and if not, we'll play it in the next hour.
We'd like to thank me bushy eyebrows.
Well, thank you, critics, and I haven't always felt that. Like many people in this room, my deepest debt of gratitude tonight goes out to the first responders in the Los Angeles Fire Department. It's so easy to forget or to not even contemplate what first responders, I certainly don't, what first responders and the fire department do every day, every week, every month, every year, until then these fires come and lives are in jeopardy and lives were lost and property was lost. But to see them out there fighting it every day, tirelessly, selflessly, and in a world that is so rife with division and separation and lines in the sand that separate us all from each other, to see them working with a sense of civic duty and responsibility was so moving. It really, really was. So I thank them from the bottom of my heart. And where's Kathy Bates in the room? Where are you? Okay, cool. I'll be over there in a minute. Thanks a million.
He's such a nice guy, isn't he?
Well, to dedicate your winning speech to other people. It's pretty selfless from him himself.
It was only a very small piece of that speech that was him actually thanking his cast and his crew and his makeup and all the rest of it. The biggest part of that speech was him talking about the emergency services.
He's a good lad, that Farrell.
He's a good egg.
We have a song going to the Eurovision.
We do.
I'm not sure about it,
yeah.
But you just consider all things Eurovision. Eurovision is mental. It's just, it has that kind of tendency to have crazy and unusual and daft songs. And the one thing that I got from this, Vic.
Yeah.
By the way, do you know what this song's about?
It's about it's about an astronaut. Is it about an astronaut?
It's about a Soviet Jack Russell that was shot into space on Sputnik 2 and then died from hypothermia.
Oh, okay.
So the song is basically, if Laika survived, that she's having a party up on a planet somewhere. Okay?
Right.
So that's what that song's about. But it sounds like something else to me. So think about this.
Yeah,
think
it
about this.
Exactly the same.
Think about this, everybody. We're sending a Norwegian singer to the Eurovision to represent Ireland to sing a song about a Soviet Jack Russell who died in space. You know what I mean?
That's it. As you do, lads. As you do.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Good morning, everybody. In the event of a divorce settlement, Rory, what would be the thing that you would hate to lose the most?
My records. My record collection.
There's no way. There's no way your wonderful partner in crime would take off with your wax.
My biggest fear is that when I die, my wife is going to sell my records for what I told her I paid for them.
And then she'll
because it was only a few quid. It was
only,
only
5 or 80 euro for the full five pack. Yeah, but like, as much as you've spent on records and vinyl, she spent on shoes and handbags.
So it balances out.
Because do you know what happens? Do you know what snaky women are up to? Snaky women. Do you know what they do? They go online. Shoppity shoppity, click click click, bye bye bye, clickety clickety, and then they get it delivered to work. Okay, they get all of their goods. Why are you covering your head and your face there, Victoria?
That is devious.
It's devious.
That's
shocking. And what they do is then they'll bring it in and then they show them to all the girls in work.
Yeah, obviously.
And they go, look, new shoes, new top, new bag, new. And then they put them in the boot of the car.
Okay.
And then when we're out earning an honest living, they'll bring them into the bedroom and stash them as if it's... Why are you giving me the two fingers, Victoria? What's going on there? It's what you do, isn't it?
Has Victoria done this?
It'd be unfair to suggest that this package is rocking into this radio station probably on a daily basis.
Victoria Nichols?
Yeah?
Are you hiding purchases from your husband?
No. Me and you are going to fall out today. Do you know that? KC, me and you are going to fall out today.
Why can't you just be honest with him? Why do you mean, why would I do that? I'm having a conversation with you. You know, whatever happens off air goes on air. That's the rule of the show. How much are you spending behind Owen's back a week?
Do you know what?
Look, just tell me the truth.
Hang on a second now.
What?
just put a sock in it. It's none of your business. You concentrate on whatever you've got to do over there, and I'll concentrate on whatever I've got to do over here.
Yeah.
Oh. It's none of your business.
Lady Duff protests.
And it's none of yours either, Rory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and she's not the only one.
Are you one? She's really angry here.
What about Shirley in sales? She's got about, I mean, she gets about 20 boxes a week sent in to us, doesn't she?
Oh my God, Shirley, if you're listening to this.
By the pallet load.
By the like forklifts. Yeah. Meep,
meep, meep. That's Shirley's again, yeah.
So, lads of Cork, I'm just telling you, your partner is getting all the goodies delivered to work. You've been busted, ladies.
With KC, love waking up in Cork.
Lads, I went out over the weekend, met a couple of buddies. Was out on Saturday night. And this happened to me 12 times.
Okay.
And it's usually happening when you're at one table and you're going to the Jacks.
I know, yeah. Someone shouts
and you might
across.
Stop, and you might stop and have a lovely chat to people. And they go, hey, listen to the show every morning. Thank you very much. Any chance you sort me out for cash machine?
I know, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dave gets it.
I get it. We all get it.
And like, my comeback line is, if I could, I'd go 50-50 with you.
That's a good line.
That's
actually
what I get all the time. The other line I get about work all the time is, sure, that's not a real job.
I know.
You're right, though.
We say that to each other.
No, we don't say that.
It's not a real job.
It's not a real job.
Real people do real jobs. We kind of like sit around and talk rubbish on the radio.
No, we don't. There's a lot of planning that goes into this show, isn't there, KC? Come on, be honest. The show... Lads, don't listen to them. Why are you doing this to me? I'm going to... Do you know what? Me and you are definitely going to fall out today.
See, I've already busted Victoria because she sends...
No, I don't do that.
Because she sends all her parcels to Red FM that her husband doesn't know about. Like, dozens of parcels arrive every week and she's not talking to me because of that today. So she's very upset with me. Headphones are gone. No, she hasn't walked out on the show, has she?
Looks like it.
Okay. Right, 8:13 in the morning. So what is the thing that people say to you about your job that annoys you the most?
Oh yeah, it's like, oh, you must be loaded, eh? I work on the radio, you need loads of money.
If you're a taxi driver, how many are you busy lines do you get, for example?
What time are you working until?
You've been busy.
You must get that every single passenger that hops into the car. If you work in accounts, should you only work one day a week, press a button to pay everybody? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's that cliche, those cliche lines.
What's the thing that people ask you about your job that winds you up the most? 0868104106. Welcome back, Victoria. I thought you'd stormed out of the show.
I'm still not talking to you.
Why is that?
I'm just not talking to you.
Oh, it's not nice when you get busted like that, is it?
Make up.
But mind you, those shoes are beautiful. I should grow up someday. 8:17 in the morning. What is the thing that people say about your job? The question that they ask you the whole time that kind of triggers you or winds you up a little bit. Teacher, all you ever do is go on strike. You only work part-time till 3 p.m.
Oh,
actually, you get enough holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Anyone that's ever filled in on an application form for a job can thank a teacher.
That's exactly I mean? It, yeah. Maura here has been on. She's a pharmacist. She says, all she gets is people saying to her, sure, you only take boxes off the shelf. She said it drives
brutal.
Her nuts.
Oh, by the way, Kira, the teacher, thanks for your message. like what? There's so much stuff that people say to you. I'm an IT engineer and I deal with infrastructure. What's great is every time I go on site, the first thing they say is that we should turn it off and turn it back on again.
No.
But that is the truth, James.
Yeah, well, yeah.
James, you spent how many years in college for Control-Alt-Delete?
It does work sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah. Joking, James. James, yeah, obviously, I'm joking. Working as a nurse doing the night shift, she have a great time off, don't she?
Yeah. Oh, for God's sake.
They really think that nurses and medical staff overnight just sleep on couches.
Oh, that's literally it.
Until 6 in the morning.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Okay, Vic, who we got there?
We've got the lovely Trisha from Middleton this morning. Hi,
Trisha. Hello, Trisha from Middleton. How's it going?
Hello, Casey. How are you?
Not too bad. Trisha, have you ever had a job and somebody annoying you because of questions for your job? What do you get asked the most?
Oh, do you ever work?
Yeah. Do you ever work?
Do you ever work? Yeah. What's the industry you're in?
council.
Oh, bless her.
That's a really good question, actually.
Oh, no, yeah. Do you ever get? Do they ever say anything about potholes?
Yeah, it's all potholes.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's potholes.
Isn't yeah, it? Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Ah,
yeah,
Trisha,
yeah,
I feel your pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, Trish, do you ever work?
Poor old Trish.
I'm joshing. Poor old Trish is here for a grand. She doesn't want to talk about, you know, no, not fixing potholes. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Trish, what lifeguard TV show star Pamela Anderson? In what game can you score a bullseye?
Dart.
What Cork hurling team are known here as the Rockies?
Black Rock.
Blue Ivy is the daughter of what music stars?
Beyonce.
Question number 5. Who ran against Trump in the US presidential election?
Kamala Harris.
Question number 6. What music are Metallica famous for?
Rock.
And question number 7. Who performed at the halftime show at the Super Bowl last night?
Kendrick Lamar.
Question number 8. Facebook paid how much to buy WhatsApp in 2014? 10 or 19 billion?
19 billion.
Question number 9. Eat the Peach is a famous Irish what? Eat the Peach. Famous Irish what? Just give me something quick. It's in the arts. But Eat the Peach. Famous something what?
It's a painting.
Question number 10. Who are the jersey sponsors for the Cork Camogie team? Quickly. Oh dear. Did you say painting for number 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can tell you that you had everything correct up until question number 8.
Okay.
And then Eat the Peach is a famous Irish what?
Is it a poem?
No. It's not a poem.
A verse?
It's a film.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a movie. Very famous. Oh, hang on a second, computer. Very famous comedy movie. But yeah, Eat the Peach is a famous Irish film. Yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
Well,
back to putting the feet up in the council office, I suppose. We have a cup of tea. We'll put out a few, put on the kettle there.
Get a few biscuits in there now, lads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor old Trisha.
Trish, we'll talk to you another day. Oh, before you go, Trish, you've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, okay? Get yourself a nice cushion for your arse when you're sitting down doing nothing.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
For those of you that have a job, what's the thing that people ask you about your job that triggers you, that kind of winds you up a lot?
Yeah.
Not that it triggers me or anything, but people will always say, oh, she only worked 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
People genuinely think you're on the golf course at 10 past 9.
Yeah.
Now, that has happened once upon a time. Well,
no, 20 past.
The 20 past at least. Yeah, tee off at half.
Most of our work happens after the show. The show's the easy bit, lads.
So, what is it about your job that people, they constantly ask you the same question and you try and be polite about it? I'm a GP. Hello, Monica. The annoying question about my job, sometimes people will ask, do you really sit down all day? Would you prefer a consultation standing up?
No, of course.
Or maybe doing some break dancing?
Yeah, I know.
Holding the clipboard spinning on my head. Yeah. What winds me up at work is when people are paying for something.
Right.
So this is Dylan, by the way. Dylan's working in a shop. I assume they want to tap their card and he'll hold out the card reader machine.
As you do.
And they'll tap 20 note off, 20 off and off. There you go.
That's really annoying.
Yeah.
I once had no phone with me, right? So I was trying to pay with my watch. Do you know you can use your Apple Pay on your watch? Yeah. So I went to pay my watch and the person behind the counter gave me a fist bump.
So they punched your watch.
What is the most annoying thing about your job that people ask you all the time? I work in a Montessori and about 5 million times it's been said to me, sure, all you do all day is play. You're just playing Lego. Playing with Marla, playing with the kids, painting. That's what you're getting paid for.
Doing nothing else.
Yeah, there's a bit more, a lot more than that.
Tammy's been on here. She says she's a stay-at-home mother and all she ever gets is, you're only a mother.
Only?
In a condescending voice.
A mother.
That's brutal.
Do you know, they worked out if you're a stay-at-home parent.
Yeah.
The work you do is... What was it? I think they put a value at 50 grand a year if you were getting paid for it.
Yeah.
That's what you should be paid.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's the monetary value of the work that you do as a parent at home.
I'm a female taxi driver and nearly every single pickup I get asked, are you nervous or are you not scared?
Oh my God, yeah.
From Julie. I'm guilty of that.
Are you?
I got a lift home with a lovely lady taxi driver at God knows what hour of the morning.
Yeah.
And I had a half hour conversation about pepper spray.
Did you, Casey? You did, but, didn't you?
I was like, I was genuinely intrigued.
Interested, yeah.
To obviously you don't see a lot of female taxi drivers late at night, and I was like, you know, what do you do in a situation that you've got some idiots in the back?
It's probably just people being inquisitive more than anything.
Yeah.
But I can see why it would wind her up.
It could be a bit annoying too.
Yeah, I get you.
Hey lads, I'm also in a wedding band and there's no more cash in hand. Those days are gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Says Aaron. Morning, yeah. Aaron.
The other thing I reckon that you'd always get if you were in a wedding band is, do you play requests?
Oh, yeah, have you anything with words in it? I'm a DJ. I get asked if you have anything with words in it.
Anything.
Says DJ Ed. Good morning. I work for British Telecom in the Cork office. And when I told people that I worked for BT, they always said, how much of a discount did I get on clothes? Did you think it was a Brown Thomas? I got so fed up with it, I started asking them to get sizes and colours and I see what I could do for you. They're still waiting for their clothes, according to Brian.
That's funny.
That is brilliant.
This just came in from Kevin. Lads, I work for an airline and people always ask me, are we busy? And I always say, we're flying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Any more of those for us? The most annoying question you get about your job. 0868104106. 8:42 on the clock. The Dream Machine has been reloaded after this legend took a huge amount of money out of the cash machine on Friday. Mr. O'Sullivan, congratulations. You have won yourself €206,000. And that's now in his bank account. Incredible. Well done. Let's go. Come on, computer, don't let me down. Oh, it's giving me the middle finger.
So, let's see if you've got it for us in your own time. You sound like you're not nervous about this, so I think you're going to win. How much in the cash machine?
206,000.
Would you be happy with even half of that, Alan?
I'd be delighted with a tenth of it.
Do you know what? We're not haggling him here. You've won the money. Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm not really believing this is real, to be honest.
Alan, it hits people differently, but it is absolutely for real. That's an absolutely life-changing amount of money. You said you don't have any weekend plans. Do you have any long-term plans? Have you ever thought about what you'd do with this sort of money if it was to arrive into your bank account?
Well, I'm actually going to go look at some houses tomorrow, so this could change that dynamic quite a lot.
There you go. You're waking up to the breakfast show in Cork that could send you house shopping with these jackpots. It's another massive amount of money. This one you need to write down and keep it very safe. If you get the phone call from Barry on Friday, this is the kind of cash machine jackpot that you could muddle up easily, all right? It's €141,414.14.
Yeah.
Lots of 14s for Valentine's Day in there. €141,414.14. You can write it down as 141414.14. Someone's going to win that on Friday.
Oh, wow.
On Valentine's Day, love will be in your bank account. Text RED to 57557 if you want to play. It will cost €2.50 plus your standard message rate to enter. You must be over 18 and you are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. T's and C's at redfm.ie. Answer the call within five rings. This money is not guaranteed. We could roll over again. So for an incredible €141,414.14, text RED to 57557 and you're in the draw.
Red FM's Love Waking Up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.